Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, let's kick this off. I saw this. This is actually sort of a fun thing. I need a fun thing right now for some. Did you know James Yeager?
No, I can't say I knew him.
Okay.
Might have talked to him once or twice.
He passed away this morning from ALS.
Oh, James, that's too bad.
It is too bad. And so I've been sitting around here smarting from that one. Dude's younger than me. Of course, I guess that happens a lot, doesn't it? People it younger does. Than us die all the time. That's one of the horrible things.
Yeah, anyway. You know, a friend of mine said, the older you get, the more dead people you know.
Yeah, I know. So let's go talk about the Han Solo prop. Because it was actually based on a real gun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And it was made sort of to be made on the cheap because the original Star Wars budget was not like a major movie budget. It was kind of sort of mid-level or low-level. And, of course, it became a blockbuster. But people didn't know it would become a blockbuster at the beginning. And what Lucas wanted in the film is he didn't want the film to be this, you know, shiny, futuristic, everything is perfect. He wanted it to be a future where everything had been around for quite a while. Sort of a used future, they talked about. And so he went to this prop company in England and asked them to make up, you know, props for the movie. And they put together what they thought would be an interesting looking blaster. They put a scope mount on a C-96 Mauser. The Mauser barrel was shortened, and then they added a muzzle, a flash hider, and basically it was designed, too, to operate with blanks, which I thought was interesting, so that the actor using it could react to the shot. And together they called this thing a DL-44 Heavy Blaster. And like that, it's based on the C-96. Anybody who was familiar with those Mauser pistols looked at it and said, "Guy, you know, that looks a lot like a C-96 that's been heavily modified."
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And part of it was those Mausers in 1976 were still pretty cheap in England. So they made it up. And it, you know, it turned out to be super popular. So what happened is after the movie was over, they finished it, they returned the prop back to the prop house. And they said, okay, well, you know, we got our use out of them. And they disassembled them and just put them back into sort of parts.
Right.
And the blasters, there were three of them. There was only one scope and mount, though. and they interchanged the scope and mount amongst the three blasters that were used in the movie. Well, they basically disappeared for almost 40 years. And then the prop company changed hands, and the new owner was looking at how much the modified Sterling submachine guns that were used in the movie as stormtrooper weapons were going for. They were being bought up by collectors. And, you know, profit drives a lot of things. And in this case, he said, well, are there any other weapons that we can find that we have on hand that, you know, we might be able to get into this collector's market? And he found one of the original people who had put together the blasters, the Solo DL-44 heavy blaster prop. And they started looking around, and then they found the scope mount. And there was only one. There had always only been one, so they know that was the original. And then they found the modified Mauser 96, and they knew that because they had a picture, they knew the serial number. And it was modified correctly, you know, to be a blaster. And then they hunted around for other parts that brought it pretty close to what it was original. It wasn't exact, but it was original parts from the period, very close to what it was. Plus, it was almost, I think it's certain that it was one of the original blasters for the basic Mauser 96. And it was also the original scope mount. So they put it all back together. Then they offered it at the Rock Island Auction Company, which has become, it's probably the premier firearm auction house in the world now. And it routinely sells just thousands of firearms, everything from ordinary plain Jane firearms to these collectible items that command over $1 million. Now, there's no doubt that it was based on a real firearm.
Right.
The firearm is not capable of actually firing cartridges anymore. And I'm sure it can fire blanks. At least that's the way it was originally set up. So they put it up for auction. And it was just a few days ago that it went through auction. And I think it was last Saturday. And it brought $900,000 as the winning bid. But if you know anything about these auctions, they have what's called a buyer's premium. Now, everybody who reads the agreement for a bidder knows that buyer premium is on there. And as I recall, it's about 15%. There's a couple little variations, but I have bid on a few items at Rock Island. I read the agreement, and as I recall, it's about 15%. It might be 14.5%, depending, you know, but I'm pretty close. So the total cost for the blaster was $1,057,500. That's a lot of money for a movie prop. But it's iconic. Everybody all over the world recognizes Han Solo's blaster. There's a huge controversy that has sprung up because it appears that they have altered the original movie, because there's that scene that anybody who's seen it recognizes, where Solo is confronted by this bounty hunter in that disreputable bar.
Right.
And the bounty hunter has his pistol on top, or his firearm, or whatever it is, his weapon, on top of the table. And then you have one of the patrons says, so-and-so screwed up. He let him put his hands out of sight. And then Solo shoots him through the table and to prevent being captured and probably killed. And then takes off. And it, in the original movie, it's obvious. But I understand in later versions they've altered it. And they're making the claim that Han Solo did not shoot first.
Well, of course. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealed carry.
concealment. We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Did we just lose Dean?
No, I'm here.
Okay, something loud happened. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Pennsylvania and talk about the takings clause. Tell me about this. Was this a triumph for us?
Absolutely. This is an incredible decision. I mean, it seems just common sense to anybody who looks at it, but it hasn't really happened before. We've had a similar case out of California, which said that police cannot take a whole collection of firearms under community service. And they said, no, you can't just go in there and take the firearms without a warrant under this community service doctrine. And so that was good. But this is much better and much more important. And it's a citable case. It's precedential, not presidential, but precedential in that it is precedent for all of the states and territories in the Third Circuit. So it is a particular take on this, on ownership of firearms from the Third Circuit. Now, it's possible they might want to take it, ask for an en banc ruling. I don't think that'll happen, but they could. Or they could appeal it to the Supreme Court. Again, I don't think they'll do it, but it's possible. But what it is I have to give some background to the case for the people to understand this. Now, there was a young man committed a fairly famous murder of a police officer and wounded another one that paralyzed him for the rest of his life. And the police were investigating and trying to catch the culprit. And they got a warrant to search the house of the person they believe was a suspect at the time, of his parents. Now, there's no indication that the parents were involved in the crime. And when they searched the house, they found the parents had a lot of guns, but none of them were the caliber that they believed that was used in the crime. So then they went back to the judge again and said, hey, these parents have got a lot of guns, and, they raised this suspect, so we want to go back and take all their guns. And the judge signed off on it. Now, I think that was improper from the beginning, and we don't consider people guilty by association, or we're not supposed to. There was no indication the parents knew anything about the crime, were involved in the crime in any way. But they went in and they said, well, there might be something in these guns that we'll want to use as evidence. So they confiscated, confiscated is the right term, 47 guns, accessories, computers, loading equipment, reloading items like, bullets and gunpowder and such. And they said we might need them as evidence. So they caught the perpetrator. They convicted the perpetrator in the state, and his attempt at an appeal failed. And they never used any of the guns and accessories and computers and other stuff, which by my estimation, because I've seen a list of what was taken, were valued at least at $40,000, if not much more, because there's hints that some of the guns might have been worth a lot more. For example, on the list is a 7.62x25 Mauser automatic firearm. Now, if that's an NFA automatic with, say, a shoulder stock or something like that, it could be worth $40,000 by itself. But they didn't give a serial number, I think, and they listed it as a Mauser automatic firearm, not a pistol. or rifle. So they said, well, the trial's over, the appeal's over, and this is 8 years after the stuff was taken. And they said, give us our stuff back. And the state refused. So I'm going, how does this happen in the United States? Parents had nothing to do with the crime. The stuff had nothing to do with the crime. They didn't even use it as evidence in the original trial. And they're saying, no, we won't give it back. I mean, they didn't even try to forfeit it or anything. They just said, no, we're not giving it back. How does this happen? I thought to myself. So the parents went to the court system. They asked to get stuff back. The state court said, no, we're not giving it back. So then they went and went to the federal district court and said, look, this is a violation of our civil rights. And they filed under, I think it's U.S. 42, 1983 Civil Rights Act, which has not generally been applied to firearms before.
Right.
And that case was filed on June 10th of 2020. And the district court ruled against the parent. I'm going, holy cow, what? This is a lot of money. It's a big chunk. And the police just took it. And yes, they had a ballot ward, but it was supposedly for evidence, and there's no reason for it to be evidence anymore. Now, the police said, well, you know, something could happen in the future, and maybe we might want to be able to use it as evidence sometime in the future. Maybe. But we don't have anything yet, but it could be. So then they appealed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeal. And just a couple days ago, the appeals court, three-judge panel, the ruling was written by Judge, I'm going to mispronounce his name, but it looks like it's Bibas, B-I-B-A-S. And it appears to have been unanimous. I couldn't find a dissent anywhere. And
I tell you
really
what. Hang on right there. We'll pick this up on the other side because I do want to hear this because some of this stuff is it sounds like Keystone Cops to me, but that's beside the point. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this article is one of 2,000 plus that he has at Amoland.com. He is the most prolific writer there on the biggest website of its type on the planet. This makes him the biggest writer of this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to attend the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The White House saying Biden will join leaders from around the world at the state funeral. The Queen will be laid to rest after 10 days of mourning, during which time the public can pay their respects. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly appears in court after allegedly going on a shooting spree in South Memphis that killed four people and injured three others. Kelly faces a first-degree murder charge in retaliation to the shooting, but Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy tells reporters it won't be the last of the charges.
We expect that other charges will be brought soon.
The judge assigned Kelly a public defender and scheduled Kelly's next court appearance for September 13th. The head of the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Ukraine says Russia is torturing prisoners of war. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're being told about the third, what was this? This was the
Third Circuit case where
Court of Appeals,
couple's firearm collection was confiscated by police for evidence, even though they had no connection with the crime, and there's no evidence any of the guns were used in any crime. And the police refused to return them. This was in Pennsylvania. I said Michigan earlier. That's wrong. Pennsylvania.
Right.
And the state court said that's okay. And the district court, the federal district court, said, oh, yeah, that's okay. And then it went up to the third district circuit court of appeals to a 3-judge panel, and they said, no, that's not okay. These people had no connection to the crime. You can't just take their gun collection and refuse to give it back when it's never even been used for evidence and there's no indication it's ever going to be used for evidence. And they said that this was a violation of the taking clause that says, you know, you can't take property without just compensation for government use. And they used a very important thing here, which I think is going to be cited a lot. They said, you can't take it for use as evidence because that's taking it for public use. I haven't seen that before, but it makes perfect sense. You're taking right. something for, quote, evidence, that's a public use. And they said, so you have a takings cause claim. But they said, but that's not all. As it, you know, as the commercial says, there's more. The court made a strong statement affirming that this was also a Second Amendment case, not just a takings claim. They said, and they cited Bruin, you know, the last Supreme Court case, the Second Amendment guarantees the right of people to keep and bear arms. Now, according to the parents, the officials validly seized their guns under a warrant, but they violated the Second Amendment right by refusing to return them. And they looked at the historical tradition of the Second Amendment, and they found that when evidence was found, you know, not to be any more important in a case, if the people were not found guilty, the evidence was returned historically. And then one of the arguments that was put forward by the government said, well, the Second Amendment doesn't need to apply because it's protected by the takings clause. And it's just a brilliant reply by Judge Bibas out of the Third Circuit. We disagree, he said. We would never say the police may keep and seize printing presses so long as newspapers may buy new ones, or that they may seize and keep synagogues so long as worshipers may pray elsewhere. Just as those seizures and retentions can violate the First Amendment, seizing and holding on to guns can violate the Second. The Second Amendment may let government outlaw specific types of weapons, perhaps dangerous and unusual weapons, as stated in Heller. But, as we have explained, it does forbid unjustifiable burdens on the right to keep one's own arms. And then they said, the takings clause allows seizures so long as the government pays just compensation. But the Second Amendment appears to forbid disarming private citizens, even if the government compensates those citizens for their property. So the other guarantees do not prevent this one from applying as well. Now that's a very strong Second Amendment ruling restoring Second Amendment rights. And it applies to the whole Third Circuit. And the Third Circuit includes not just Pennsylvania, but New Jersey, Delaware, and the District of the Virgin Islands. Now, the Virgin Islands have some of the harshest and strictest gun control laws in the entire United States. The governor of the Virgin Islands has complete discretion as to whether he will allow somebody to have a permit to have a gun or not. This ruling flies directly in the face of that. I expect somebody from the Virgin Islands to say, hey, governor forbids me from having a concealed carry permit. He's violating the Second Amendment. Gotta change your laws here. Now there's only about, I think there's about 100,000 islands in the U.S., 100,000 people, residents of the U.S. Virgin Islands. I might be off. It's been a while since I read the population estimates. But they have one of the highest crime rates in the world.
Right.
Not just the United States. They have a very high crime rate. And people, almost everyone, is forbidden from having legal weapons. I mean, I think they've got a few hundred permits that they've allowed, you know, if you're in favor by the governor. So it's just horrifically restrictive in the Virgin Islands. But this is, it's going to come to the Supreme Court one way or another, because there's going to be another court case in another appeals circuit court district, you know, maybe the 5th or the 9th or the 1st or something like that, where they say, oh, no, there's no special property right in guns. We can take them if we want to. Yeah, we may have to pay compensation, but that's it. But according to this ruling, something like the Australian gun confiscation that happened in late 96, 97 would be illegal in this country because it violates the Second Amendment. You can't just you know, say, we're going to take those guns, but we'll pay you for them. And this ruling says, no, that's not allowed. Although there is a little caveat in there. If the guns are contraband, then they could be taken. But if they're contraband, they don't have to pay compensation.
Right.
So I don't think, under Bruin, that any of these assault weapons bans, magazine bans, bans on what kind of pistol you can have, I don't think any of those are constitutional. I don't think they've ever been constitutional.
Right.
But we finally have judges in the Supreme Court, a majority that are originalists and textualists, and are actually willing to uphold the Constitution as it was written. I mean, you think that would be just obvious. But even when I was in, I think it was 10th grade, I guess it'd be a sophomore in high school, I remember our indoctrinated progressive history teacher, who was popular, saying, oh, well, you know, the Constitution is a living document. It's written short so that we can kind of just interpret it differently when we need to. And at the time, I thought, that's really stupid. What good is the Constitution if you can just change it at will without ever going through the amendment process? And today, I think that my opinion is being validated by the court. The Constitution is not a living document. It's not infinitely malleable. It's not up to the courts cannot change it at will just because they want to, as we've seen repeatedly in the last 50 years. No, all of that is wrong.
Well, hang on right there, if you will. One more time, we'll be right back. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, and now we're going to go to my favorite stuff that I like to talk to him about because nobody else does this kind of forensic examination of some of this stuff. And apparently, somebody, and I remember talking about this, but let's talk about the time in polar bear land where somebody decided to contest a polar bear with a .22 pistol.
Yes. Now, this is of particular interest to me because, as you know, I've been doing ongoing research about how effective pistols are when used to defend against bears. And of roughly 120-some, I think, might be up close to 140 now, incidents, we've only found three failures. And one of them is this one, which was where a .22 pistol was fired in an attempt to defend against a polar bear in the Svalbard archipelago of Norway. And I had some information about this. I was able to track down several different sources that acknowledged the incident happened, but the only details I had been able to find were out of a travel guide. But then Freddie Reel of Ammoland at Ammoland did a Freedom of Information Act request for me because I had found that the United States government had compiled an Excel spreadsheet on all the polar bear incidents, conflicts, I guess whatever you want to say, from different countries that they were willing to put into the spreadsheet anyway, because I know there's a couple that didn't make it in there, because I've read of them, and they're not in there. But it was a large amount, and many more than I was aware of. And so we sent in a Freedom of Information Act request, and with a few little glitches, and they insisted on doing some redactions, which is understandable, you know. I could see where some names might be sensitive and might not want them in there. I was a little surprised that they insisted on redacting the researchers' names who put contributions in. I thought they're not people who, you know, killed the bear. Well, actually, it turns out researchers do kill a fair number of bears doing their research. But anyway, So we got this, and I was surprised to find in there that Norway had Svalbard, the governor of Svalbard particularly, had contributed a large number of incidents, which maybe isn't that surprising because they have one of the heaviest concentrations of polar bears in the world are right around that Svalbard archipelago. And among those in that Excel spreadsheet was a narrative of what happened in this 22 pistol and polar bear incident in 1995. Now, we knew that there was a tour ship, the ship Origo. I may be mispronouncing it. Might be Origo. Anyway, that was, we had documented that on Amaland. And originally, from the travel guide, here's what was related. Said another five people, the crew set out separately with only a 22 pistol and flare gun. After an hour's march, the second party were met by a bear 75 meters away and openly aggressive. The bear was distracted neither by warning shot nor flare and attacked one of the party. As he did so, he was shot from a range of only 15 meters and turned against the man who had fired at him. This man tossed the gun to the first, who shot again. The process was repeated, with first one man being attacked and then the other. By the time the pistol was emptied and a knife drawn, one man was dead and the another badly injured. The survivors retreated to the ship. And then it says, on examination, three shots to the head were discovered, none of them piercing the cranium. Now that I have the much more detailed official version, it overlaps tremendous amount of the guidebook version, but it turns out the guidebook was, let's say, incorrect on a number of the details. And the official version is a lot more credible than these people at some distance from each other tossing a pistol back and forth while under attack by a polar bear. And the official version shows both complacency and heroic action. And if the shooter had had a little bit better understanding about bear anatomy and a little more experience with pistols, it could have turned out quite a bit differently. Now, the version that I got was a translation from Norwegian to English, and it had redacted names. So I put in some false names and did a little bit of editing to make it more easily understandable. But we found out that when this group left the ship, it was originally a group of, 13 people, and the captain was included, and they had a high-powered rifle with them as well as this 22 pistol, and they had a couple of flare guns and some pen flare guns as well. And the group had radios. Well, they broke up into two groups. I'm not exactly sure why. And it wasn't all crew in the second group that had only five people. It was three crew members and two female tourists. And the leader of that group had a radio. And after they'd broken up a little bit, the captain called back. I think he was having some misgivings. And he said, don't go too far. But the leader never acknowledged it on the radio. And if you've ever been in the military, you know that if a radio message is not acknowledged, you've always got an excuse. Well, you know, poor reception or whatever. But this guy never acknowledged it, and it wasn't long after that. Well, they'd hiked about a mile. They say 1.5 to 2 kilometers, so we'll call it a mile. And they see bear tracks, and one of the tourists from the ship's boat, you know, had been out apparently looking around and had seen these tracks as well. And she asked the leader, she said, is that pistol good enough for a bear? And the leader, we'll call him Harold, said, I have confidence in this pistol. Well, they went just a little further, and they see the bear about 75 meters away. And they fire the flare gun at it, and it doesn't react. I mean, not at the bear, but probably in front of it, had cracker shells, and they fired a couple more, but it just started coming toward him. And one of the survivors said, it was a big bear, but it was skinny. So then the leader gave up the flare gun and grabbed his 22 pistol when the bear was about 50 feet away. And they said he fired two shots at the bear. Now, It was already kind of loping toward them, not a full-out run, but it was moving. And nothing I've read indicates whether either of those two shots hit the bear. Maybe he intended them as warning shots. I don't know. It's hard to know. But in the official account, it says that he shot it at the bear. And then it accelerated either right at the shot or right after the shot. The full-out charge, and probably no more than a second after that, it hit Harold, knocking him down. And he's the one who had the pistol, and it was his pistol. Now, a little earlier, I think right after they saw the bear, he shouted out that the pistol held about 7 or 8 shots. He wasn't sure. So maybe it's one of these that it has a 7-shot magazine, and he wasn't sure if he put one in the chamber, you know, before he, or if it was just from the magazine. The evidence is that it held 7 shots. So.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to run out of time before you have.
Well, I'm going to finish quickly.
You got 10 seconds.
So, as he was knocked down, he throws the pistol. The other guy gets it, runs up to the bear, fires 4 shots from a meter away, but we only found 3 shots in the bear's skull, and none of them penetrated the brain. I suspect he was unfamiliar with the pistol and may not have known bear anatomy that well.
Very well. Very very good. Well spent time. Listen, thank you for joining me today. We're running out of time. I don't have time to go through all the other stuff. I will talk to you shortly.
Very good. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. And as for me, back on Monday, never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.